Lord, help us trust your plans and not ours. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Thank L'chaim. You. Throw me a yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Chag Sameach, everyone.
Oh, my God. Right. I knew you'd stick Hebrew in right away.
Just whatever.
Said,
yeah.
He said happy
holiday.
Holidays.
Happy
but nobody holiday. Understands that.
But it is a Jewish holiday today, and I...
So you have to make people not understand that.
I came to from synagogue today. You should be observing the holiday. I don't turn on TVs. I don't drive.
Do you know what you're doing right now? What are you doing right now? You did drive. You drove over here.
Are you guys... You guys set this up.
Listen, listen.
This is what we set up. This is what
I'm just
we
saying. I'm just saying it's a holiday, so I wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday. Happy Festival of Weeks.
What happened?
Oh,
the Festival of Weeks.
What happened that we're celebrating it?
We're celebrating right now the giving of the Bible to the chosen people. Okay? We're giving the Bible to the chosen people. Although it didn't happen today, it happened in the past and everything. This is the
Festival
of Weeks.
No, it didn't happen today?
No, I'm saying it didn't happen on this day. It happened like in September.
Why today then? You guys already have September booked up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Booked.
Does the Lord mind that you're on your third 22-ounce Guinness?
It's not 22.
No,
dude.
It's not, is it?
32, my friend.
Thank you.
It's 32.
Is that 32 really?
Yes.
Those look smaller than other 32s.
Well, let me... Ouch. If that's not the first time I heard a girl say that.
Deuce is going to read into everything I
no,
say.
But
just
honestly,
watch everybody.
The truth is, I always measure myself in centimeters because it's bigger. Uh-huh. But then when I say the centimeters, people are the same thing. Huh? 32 centimeters is a lot bigger.
All right. Now you can cross off that index card.
Okay,
we're going to go through all your
Thank
shit
you
today.
Thank you very much. That wasn't on the...
Deuce showed up with a whole bunch of index cards for show notes.
I appreciate
show...
that. I appreciate Deuce.
It's nice. He takes it seriously.
Nice. I got the show things we're going to talk about today. I got the index cards, even though you've been doing 500 shows, and I like that. And so we went through them and everything, and came over an hour early. And that is always a pleasant surprise. When somebody's trying to fucking focus on the show and Deuce keeps fucking trying to talk to you and you try to tell Deuce and Deuce can't stop. He's like a child. You're like a child, Deuce.
I wasn't sure when you wanted me in. You said 3 o'clock the show starts. I was like,
No, I didn't.
You said we're thinking about the show at 3. Is that cool?
No. What we always do is we tell whoever's coming in about an hour before we start because we do have to talk to you and focus on you before we start. So you decided to come in at 2 o'clock instead of 3 so that we can talk to you. And then we explain politely, I think. Keith, what did you say?
Shut your fucking face.
No, I said, that was what you said. But okay.
I said, you know, we can't talk now. You know, I don't do you want a computer? Do whatever you want to do because I have to focus on this. Just understand, I'm going to seem rude. You know,
that seems rude.
Right.
I'll tell you why. It seems rude because you're coming into somebody's house expecting to be at somebody's house, but right. We're considering this an office space until the time. So, and even at that time, so 2 o'clock, we have a phone call scheduled, like nerdy, ridiculous things that you can't normally tell your friends.
Right.
Like, oh, I got a 2 o'clock scheduled.
Right.
So, I got to call at 2 o'clock, I call at 2:30, which is why we have you coming in at 3. So, we feel awkward. And then, so we're like, oh, we're on computers. And Deuce starts talking. We're like, really, we really can't listen right now because we just have to answer as many emails and do as much stuff as we can until 3 o'clock. And he goes, oh, okay, I get it. 5 seconds later, so seriously, you guys don't talk to each other?
Deuce has some kind of ADD,
no.
And I'm glad you have a roommate now because I don't know how you would do it living by yourself.
I don't have a roommate.
You have a friend staying with you. No?
He was staying with me, but now he's gone.
Are you nuts? Are you walking around talking to lamps and stuff?
I do. Yeah.
Kendra's working on her computer and stuff after we, you know, everybody understands, you know, this is private time for us right now. And then just realizes that Deuce is explaining books to her, like, out of nowhere. She just realizes something's going wrong. Just all of a sudden, like, wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
The show started...
You know? You're the cab driver that we don't realize that we don't want to talk.
I got to tell you,
the cab driver that faces front, and when you face front and you're driving the cab, the people behind you can't hear.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you turn around and go right, and we're like, what?
Right.
I'm sorry, Deuce, you were saying.
Even that we started the show, and I still think that she's preoccupied with something. I don't even think she's in the show. She's doing this.
Show.
Like, you're not typing and everything. She's typing. She's looking at things. I don't know what's going on.
Holy crap.
I'm just saying. Yo,
I'll tell you. No.
It's nothing
no,
against
I'll tell you.
You.
Because,
it's just saying because it's you're...
We'll tell you because you are very paranoid, and you should know what we're doing.
And you've
very
never,
paranoid.
And clearly you've never seen us do a show before. You know what it is a lot of times? I think this
Although I've been on two of them.
Thank you. So I think what's happening is usually there are other people in the room when you're over. Am I right? Is this the first time you're on without other people?
No, the first time I was on, it was just us.
Oh, really?
But it was in the other room.
So, oh, it was in the other room. So it wasn't live, was it? Was
no,
it?
We didn't
have
remember.
We didn't have so much going on.
Yeah.
So I think with other people in the room, with things not so much going on, we're able to look at you.
Right.
I don't look at Keith half the time that we're recording this show.
It's crazy. It's nuts.
I understand.
Because like I'm like used to like, you know, I look at people and I'm able to talk.
And I can't do it.
I'm sorry.
Reading the
Can
feedback.
I say a technical question?
Sure.
Because I'm very nervous that my chair squeaks a lot. If I move, do you hear that? Because I kind of hear it in my headphones.
Switch chairs.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll keep talking. And
all right, please talk,
chairs.
But
so,
I don't have my headphones, so don't talk about me because I'm not that.
You think you'll be able to hear us in the room?
So this is great already. I love you, Deuce. So she has to look at the feedback. She has to look at the different stories that we bring up for more last-minute information. She's messing with two webcams as we're working. And I think Deuce feels a little slighted that... Dude, but I'm here. When do I get to see you guys? Talk to me. It's a show. Talk to me. It's called eye contact. I didn't invent it. So I go to Deuce. I go, you got to think of it like we're an office. If it, you know, and he's
this
like,
is, this is during the hour
right,
before.
Right. Like we're an office and you came early. And he goes, I know. I have a 9-to-5 job. I know what that's like. Do you show up at 8? No, I show up at 10. Okay.
10:30, dude. 10:30.
It is hard. Like, I think a lot of people are used to it who are used to us when they come in and we're staring at our computers, you know. But it's hard maybe because you're not around a lot that you see this and you're not getting
I mean,
that.
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, everything that you guys do looks mad professional and everything like that. So I'm intimidated. I don't know. You know, I don't want to start talking to you because he's looking at 15 things and writing things and then typing things. And then you're back on. And I think you guys are talking to each other even.
His IM wasn't even on. And we said that. You are so paranoid that you don't even hear the things that we give you not to be paranoid about. I'll tell you that.
Can I tell you what it is? Do you know that THC is a cause of paranoia?
And you smoke a lot.
What is that?
What's that mean?
I've never done anything like that in my life. I don't approve of drugs.
How much prescription medication are you on right now?
Prescription?
Yes.
None.
None at all? Are you supposed to be?
No. Not at all. I swear to God, okay. What do you all think? Right. I'm fucking crazy. I told you. Yeah.
Yes.
That was horrible. But for real, I told you about this. I told you about the time I tried a prescription drug because ADD and everything. Okay. And I was nervous because my 9-to-5, I'm trying to, you know, get things done. And I just can't concentrate on it. I'm not into it.
Right.
It's not like doing something creative. It's not like making, you know, whatever, commenting on jokes. I gotta focus and do stuff that I don't really want to do. So I thought, hey, if there's a pill to take, let me try it. What kind of harm could it do? And I gotta tell you, it does a lot of harm. I don't like any of that Ritalin.
What did it do?
Whatever.
What's it make you do?
Can you tell us the actual drug that you took so people know?
I took, I think it's Adderall.
Adderall, okay.
That's for ADD, okay.
Yeah, it's for ADD. And I also took once for to stop smoking something called
cocaine.
No. No, cocaine actually makes you smoke a lot of cigarettes. You just want to. But there's this other thing called.
You would be a mess on cocaine. I'd hate to be around you on coke.
Yeah.
That'd be
horrible.
Oh yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. You have enough.
Oh. I wouldn't even take. I don't think you're on coke now.
Nah, you're right.
I would. I would. I wouldn't even take the free coke from you if you had to be in the room doing coke yourself. It's not worth it.
He's a maniac.
And I know it's not good.
That means what a maniac. Anyway,
actually, it does not.
No, it means what a fucking arse.
I don't
like
regardless,
the
it's not good.
I don't like the curse. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, but
you don't like the curse, just in Hebrew.
Right. In Hebrew,
yeah,
you're
in
allowed
Hebrew,
to curse.
It doesn't count.
It
He's
doesn't
cursing
count.
The hell out of Keith before, but he only does it in Hebrew.
So you're anyway, taking this, and what happens?
So I take it, and, like, honestly, you feel, like, your heart palpitate. That's a word,
palpitates,
right?
Yeah. Beats fast.
For real?
On
yes!
On Adderall?
I just guessed that.
How did you guess that word?
Like
that's amazing.
It's like amphetamine. It's
Adderall.
Like Ritalin also. All the drugs that treat ADD are speed. There's some sort of type of speed so that you could, that your like your body's like pumping like this and your mind
when
gets
did you start feeling that change? How far into the Adderall?
Honestly,
doesn't it
like
take a
3
while
days,
to...
3 days.
Really?
It's really that strong. Like, I mean, I feel it. I mean, I have no problem. I like drinking a lot, and I like to smoke.
Fun things a lot, right?
You know. I mean,
did you do it on top of the Adderall? Did you drink and smoke on top of the Adderall?
That's a great point.
Oh,
and that's a great answer, Deuce. Jesus Christ. Deuce, give it a fucking week.
Bro, I did give it a week, and then I'm
like,
come on.
You gave it 3 days. You gave it 3 days and then palpitations.
3 days is like a week.
Give it a week.
It's a work week.
Give it 3 days without booze and drugs.
Whoa, dude,
I said prescription drugs are not for me. What's for me is
how long
the
were you on it?
Stuff.
How long did you remain on it?
I did it like 2 days, and that was it. I couldn't do it.
You
anymore.
Did not give it a chance, Deuce.
No, it's too fucked up. You really. By the way, I burped in the mic. That's impolite.
We can edit that.
Yes,
you did
cool.
That, by the way. You do that a lot.
Burp in the mic, yeah. I show the real me.
Okay. So I'm not afraid then.
No, do what's natural.
So
don't
whatever.
Fake burp though. But real burps, absolutely.
Well, I got a lot.
Do you
of
understand
gas.
These people? In labs that are very smart, put everything they need in that pill you take. You can't go mixing other things and say this pill doesn't work.
Do you understand?
You would not stand up good in a class action lawsuit.
I took it for a week without anything. I took it for a week.
Oh, you did?
Just for work.
You did?
Just for work.
Okay.
You know, just to see how
it works. You didn't drink at all that week?
Nothing.
Okay.
I worked really good for like, excuse me, 3 to 5 days. I was working, boom. You know?
Okay.
But, like, I'm telling you, it's not worth it. Like, I felt physical effects. I felt, like, also, because it's like an amphetamine, it kind of makes you a little crazy. A little bit more than I am.
Like what? Like what? Because like, you don't realize that you're crazy now, so what are you realizing
after? I do realize I'm crazy. And I've gotten help. I've seen people.
Have you seen psychiatrists?
Yeah.
What's that like?
What's it like?
Yeah.
Honestly,
do you get mad? Like I'm asked you a fucking question. Who cares how I feel? I've been feeling for 5 years.
No, I spill out everything. I say whatever. I make the most of it. It's right. Like it's kind of like what I do here,
okay.
except I feel like I could say much more things because right. Obviously nobody's listening, and I just say whatever the fuck I want to say. Whatever he says.
Does he come up with things, or does he just go?
No,
and
yeah, he kind of leads it on. He's like, "Oh, what about your childhood, and what about things like that?"
During that,
no. Does it lead to any conclusions? How long do you go for a period of time?
Obvious conclusions. I really feel like it's kind of like
you're just
paying
had to
somebody.
Talk it out.
Look, you would not, if every friend of yours came up to you and started telling them you the problems that they have, like the real deal stuff, you'd be like, "Look, dude, you know, I can't stay
okay.
friends." This is like a dude, you're paying him to just fucking unload. Unload anything you fucking want.
How long did you go and unload for, like, for periods of time?
Periods
you
of time,
stopped
the
and
longest?
Went, yeah.
Probably like a year.
Yeah.
I had it good for a year.
And how did it
like
change you a little bit? Were you more calm?
Did it change me a little bit? Yeah.
Did it
I've
have
changed
a positive
a lot.
Effect?
I've changed a lot positively, I feel like. Hell yeah.
What was the crazier you?
The crazier me was just... The,
I showed up 2 hours early.
No, first of all, by the way, the reason I showed up early, and like I explained, I just had to get out of my house. All right, I just been to synagogue and stuff like that. I want to chill out. It's a beautiful day.
It's okay.
Outside.
Don't dwell. It's okay.
No, I'm just saying. Like I came early because I figured, hey, I want to hang out with you guys.
I came early because I figured I wanted to.
I
no problem, Deuce.
I think you guys. You know, I consider you guys kind of as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you're in therapy. And you're talking to your therapist. Does he make eye contact? I bet he does. Right?
What do you mean?
Does he look at you and talk to you?
Sure. That, why not?
Like a friend would.
Why?
We don't. Because
oh.
we don't.
Oh.
That's
yeah,
all I'm
right.
saying.
You're
I just
right.
want to make sure if you're paying
okay,
him.
Okay.
I hope
didn't
he looks
pay
at
attention.
You.
You're right.
That's okay.
Okay.
I do.
I'll write that in my notes right now.
I do have to say.
Remember, Keith does not do eye contact.
Do you remember when having ADD just meant you were bored? Remember that?
Yeah.
I don't get ADD when I think about pussy. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't want to move on to the next thing.
Truthfully, though, I can only think about pussy for about 15 minutes, and then that's the longest I've ever gone. Then I got to do something else, man.
Sorry, I'm always busy. Always busy. Sorry, madam. This is definitely premature to talk about, no pun. But I think your the term nutballishness will be good for you're talking about doing a radio show, internet radio show yourself.
Actually, I was talking about that, man. I've been waiting to try to set this up for a while. I've really tried a couple of times.
Do you think your shows would be about 8 hours long every time?
No, first of all, it's going to be only a weekly show.
for 8 hours. For a week. You can spread that out.
We've spread it out to 2 hours, actually. I've actually planned it. You know, I have a structure, if you will.
Okay. Give us an example.
Yeah, what's your structure?
Your show's going to have...
Can I guess?
Okay.
Some about the army, some about politics. No? Make a face, Deuce.
No, I'm just saying it's not about the army. I don't need to talk about the army every time. I am going to talk politics. What it's going to be is basically...
Me and the army.
No, entertainment. It's entertainment. First of all, do I bring up the army all the time? Because if I do, that's fucked up. No.
Well, there's nothing wrong with doing it, but no.
But I don't.
What do you mean, no? What do you mean,
that
no?
That he brings it up all the time?
Sure he does, as much as anything
else. Oh, that's true. I guess you do, yeah.
Because
Now it's because. You said right. No. Not here to fight you. I'm proud of you.
I think it's really
nice. It's nice.
I'm just saying.
You should have your American citizenship taken away, but it's really nice.
The honey.
Go back to Iraq, you.
Pick a side, Deuce. Pick a side.
Pick a side, man. It's Americans versus these Iraqis. Right? I'm six generations here. Even before the Maloons. What were you calling somebody said it the other day? What was your original name? Your original name was like Maloon or Milane.
Oh, somebody wrote in saying it's Milnar or something.
Milnar. Milnar sounds like a name from fucking Mars. From fucking Alpha Centauri 3. Yes, I am Milnar. You're the fucking conehead, dude.
You don't get your fucking real name altogether, okay?
Okay.
The honey from Arizona, what's your real job, Deuce? What do you do because you're in the reserves? What's your real job?
I have a 9-to-5. I work in a high technology field.
Little top secret high technology field?
Top secret for the show.
Okay. All right. Is it because it's on the show you just don't want to talk about it, or like you really, if a friend asked you, are you able to tell them?
I'll tell you right now, okay? My background is in accountancy. I'm an accountant, okay? I know nothing about technology, but I work for a technology company.
Oh, you said that before, I think. Okay.
Yeah, I've said that. That's what I'm safe to say, and that's it.
Your podcast is going to be called Educated Alcoholics, or is that just a domain name?
That is what the podcast is called. It's Educated Alcoholics.
If we go to educatedalcoholics.com
right now, nothing.
But you do own it.
I own it.
Could I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
Because we've been doing okay. Okay, so this is what I'd like to say. The name is stupid.
It's gonna be hard.
It's gonna be hard for people to type in. We've talked many times about .coms typing in, and you kept telling it to me. You said sometimes you said educated alcoholics with an S, sometimes without an S. Alcoholics is a hard word to spell. Educated isn't so easy.
You're absolutely right. I also bought like a kind of
like you'll see.
No, I bought also like domains from things like that. I might shorten it to like
Ed Al. I'm so good.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah. Jinx? Can I say that? Is that too late? Now I have to say your full name before you could talk again.
I don't think so.
Now you have bad luck.
Yeah, I have a bullet in my head.
Okay. Anyways, good to see you guys again. Happy holidays.
I'm glad you're here.
You look very well.
I feel
How
well.
How is your knee?
My knee's better. It still hurts. Both are hurting. Little wires over here.
Okay.
Running out of my pills. That's a little sad. I know I have a prescription somewhere in this house, and I got it clean today.
Speaking of prescriptions, can I have one?
No, I have two. I have two. Otherwise, I would. Sorry, buddy.
How about a half?
You get none. You get none. The man is injured. You went to war. Have them write you a prescription.
They don't write me prescription for shit. I'll tell you right now,
injured, are you?
Injured. I'm mentally injured. I have flashbacks. Not from the war, but from the drugs I did like in high school.
What drugs did you do in high school?
We're going to get the truth out of you, Deuce. What did you do in third grade? Should we work backwards? What did you do in high school?
I'll tell you what I did in kindergarten. I built a slide for the Matchbox cars.
Okay.
I threw a Matchbox car, hit my fucking teacher right in the head.
Okay.
She didn't like that.
And then she dropped you on your head. Something happened when you were real young.
Were you a perverted little kid?
I had so much shit that happened to me when I was young.
Like abuse at home. I won't get into it, but just like abuse at home, you think?
Abuse at home and outside home. Okay. More outside home.
Like, what do you mean outside
like
home?
The shit that I told you about, about like the abuse I had from my folks was deserved, except for a couple of times because my dad, you know... was a little messed up, okay. and probably, you know, didn't act in the way that...
Is your dad an alcoholic?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Does he drink a lot?
What does that mean?
Does he drink a lot?
No.
Does he
when
drink
you
every
once a week?
When
once
you were
a week.
Once a week? Okay. Okay.
That's not.
Awkward. Awkward as hell, by the way. I didn't realize you guys were going to go into attack on me.
It's not an attack.
It's not an attack.
I'm trying to figure out when you started having ADD, things like that.
No, I had ADD from the beginning. Right. It's like, I don't know if it's genetic. I really think that a lot of, and I have a...
Wait, you said your dad
no,
had
something?
I have a nephew
and stuff. And I think that it's more of the age that we grew up. And the more the kids are raised with TV screens and stuff like that.
You're not an only
flashing
child?
Flashing lights.
You're not an only child?
Hell no.
How many siblings do you have?
Four.
Four?
Yes.
It's four total?
Four total.
Get out. Are you the oldest or something?
No. I'm the middle.
You're the middle.
I'm the lowest middle.
Get out. Okay.
Brothers or sisters?
Brothers and sisters.
Two brothers.
Two brothers, one sister.
Okay. Okay. So, God, what was I going to ask you? Were you a perverted little kid?
What do you mean perverted?
I don't know. I was
like,
perverted.
Did I show my fucking dick to passersby like when I was 8 years old?
Did you
in a car?
Did you?
What we used to do? What we used to do? Okay, in South Carolina was basically me and this kid. We used to like basically play stretch dick, which by the way I think accounts for my
For the
for
fact that you think
longality.
Your penis is big.
honestly, I have a little bit of longality.
How big?
How big?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like fucking dough after you took a rolling pin to it, but
well,
it's kind of long.
How big?
You really want to know?
Yes, of course. I don't care. Centimeters, inches. I'll figure it out later. How big? Yes.
Fuck you.
I'm serious.
Really?
Yes, I'm serious. How serious am I, Keith?
Yeah, you can say. Sure.
Do you listen to the show? I'm very serious. How
it's
big?
Not, it's about seven, almost.
Okay.
All right.
And what happens is...
How far do you think you pulled it bigger?
Basically, I honestly feel like maybe an inch.
You think so?
I think so because of, you know, my other two brothers.
Oh, my God!
Like, me and this kid, like, when we were, like, 7, 8 years old, we used to roll...
Do you know how big your brothers are?
Roll up a pen. I mean, you know.
Five-ish, your brothers?
We shower and stuff. Six. Whatever, six.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking since they have six and you have almost seven, that you
I don't know. I mean, it probably is nothing. It probably does nothing. I don't think so. Although I did see this video about like this Indian dude that used to lift weights with his penis. He used to curl up his penis. You saw that shit?
I saw. I just saw him lift it.
Right. He lifts it and you see this shit's like 14 inches because there's a fucking huge weight on there. But like, you know. Whatever.
So your brothers?
I have girth though. I have very big girth.
So your brothers are playing stretch stick with you to help?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was me and this fucking two kids that we used to hang out with from my neighborhood. We used to just be.
Okay,
like...
Okay, I thought it was weird. Okay.
It was weird, mad weird. We were like 7 years old. We used to play like how far could you piss? You know what I mean? So we would play like piss contests, you know, which is normal for kids. And then my friend started to do this shit with his. Dick.
What's that? Let me see you do it above my computer.
Roll up the dick?
He roll it up like that.
That's twisting. That's not rolling.
That's just rolling.
As a visual. No, because they're picturing you're rolling it up.
This is the top? Yeah, like that.
Yeah, he's rolling.
Oh, rolling it up. Okay.
Just like that Indian in that fucking movie.
Okay. Yeah. Like a blowhorn at a birthday party. You'd roll
Correct.
It in like that. Okay.
You're not hard, I assume, because that's not possible.
No, of course not. Okay. First of all, we're 7 years old, 8 years old.
Don't
we're hard at seven,
don't,
eight.
Don't try to look at me like my questions are weird all of a sudden.
First of all, how many 7, 8-year-olds you
people
know could
get
hard on?
Yes.
Yes.
People get hard at
yes.
seven,
people
eight.
People that
they
fucking
do.
Make, that go through puberty at fucking six.
No. No, it's not about puberty. They get hard, though. It's that they don't have the stuff to back it up with.
I'm sorry, Ben from the New York Observer
My first time
wants
I got
to know.
Hard was 12.
Ben from the New York Observer wants to know how long you're in America. He wants to do a report on you.
Get the fuck out of here! You want to fucking play games with me? Is that if it's
I love
for
when
real...
he turns his around. Even the hand gestures.
Yeah, exactly. I thought me stall bit alive.
Same thing he just said.
I'm gonna assume it's the same. Yeah. When your hand comes out, it's not a good thing.
And like this too.
Yeah, it's like
you have
like
to
this.
Twist it.
That can't
by the
be
way,
good.
Yeah, they say like this if you're throwing a grenade. By the way, because I always talk about the army. Anyway, so back to that.
Deuce, I pay attention is all I'm saying.
I know. You're right. But I talked to you about it because I feel like you could relate. Anyway. Because
I've been to the army and Keith hasn't.
No, because you're Israeli and you understand what my people go through. But when you throw a grenade, I don't know how they taught you to throw a grenade, right. But when they teach Israelis how to throw a grenade, it goes like this.
This is going to be a Hebrew joke. Go ahead.
Yeah, first you
remove the pin.
To remove the pin, you go.
You twist your hand.
What is the time? Mahasha.
Uh-huh. What time is it?
And when you release the pin, it's Mabaya.
What's the problem?
Yeah, what's with you?
It's such an Israeli visual joke.
Because it's an Israeli visual like thing. Yeah, I'm just saying.
The camera. Let me tell you how we did it.
Maybe somebody will find something on YouTube and post it on the forums about how whatever. That is. Yeah.
Here's how we learned.
I thought it was an interesting
It's very interesting.
I'll tell you if it's the same. It's kind of the same. In America, when we were taught to throw a grenade, you're taught just like this. Take out the pin. And overhand throw it.
Yeah, but no.
So kind of the same.
No, but when you had to release the pin.
You guys are making jokes. I fucking just bombed you.
No, but when you had to release the pin, you have to know what direction to pull the pin.
I think we pulled it straight out, right? Am I
wrong?
No,
you go like this. No, you can't pull it straight out. When you pull it, you have to give it a turn.
Okay, then we were told to twist it. You guys are weird.
Yeah, but you have a twist in and then a twist out.
I didn't forget. You know, I wouldn't be there in the army going, oh, I wish I knew. Look at my watch. What if you wear your watch on the bottom? You're one of those fuzzles.
Fuzzles. Speaking of fuzzles, what happened in Disney World? You don't want to talk about that. I thought those girls were so hot. I love those girls.
Deuce brought an article about a bunch of Guidos starting up shit in Disneyland, and he got upset that we don't want to talk about it.
You can hear the on the
back. But he brings it up anyway, right. But only halfway.
Because I thought those girls were so hot.
You can hear in the backstage feed, we're going to have a Deuce's pre-show where we go over the ideas that he helped to bring the show. Out of all of them, I liked one. I liked the one.
You actually
which is good,
more.
Which isn't
you
bad.
You liked more. You liked more, and I bet you were going to talk about more.
It's
and
my fault, isn't it?
If you're going to... No. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Chemda, you're actually perfect today.
Oh,
I'm going to bombard Keith right now.
I would
now.
Like a certificate, Deuce. When you get back home, email it to me. Thank
Done.
You. So what? You were going to what?
I like the... whatever. I like the AOL IM story. I mean, you were saying...
That's it?
That's all.
I bet you're going to talk about something else. Come on. You said you were going to.
Let's see.
Okay.
That's to shut you up. You fucking go and go. You made it awkward, Deuce.
I'm sorry. You're right. I do. I gotta tell you something.
I fucking do.
But you know what makes it awkward? Because, like, I'm here for an hour and a half, and I'm drinking, and I'm getting fucking nice, right. And I'm trying to talk to you like a normal human being. And now that we're on the, screen and everybody's listening to us,
I turn it around.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yes. But I don't care, man. Make it as awkward as you want. I don't care. First, I could be here all night.
You're here in America to go to...
Until Chemda kicks me out.
You're here... Oh, yeah, by the way, we both have to go early.
Right, me too.
Okay. I thought that'd be harder.
Can I just stay at the couch, man? Like, just chill at the couch, man. I'm drunk. You're not going to let me drive home. Come on.
Oh, my God. He is driving. This is your last one, Deuce. Don't give me that face. Don't give me that face.
Nine.
Eyes. Okay.
Eyes. That's, by the way, in Hebrew, that's a very, complimentary thing. Like,
what?
If you want to talk to your woman or somebody that you care about, you call her your eyes. That's my eyes. Nine.
It's because your eyes are so valuable to you.
Is it?
Because you guys, back in the old days, used to cut them out and sell them in the fucking... Whatever.
Only of Christian kids.
So you're in here in America, like I was saying, to see
America.
Your cousin's wedding or whose wedding?
Yes, sir. I'm here for my cousin's wedding.
Are there other people that were playing Roll Dick going to be there?
I haven't seen my buddies from Roll Dick since I was 7, 8 years old, dude. That's the truth.
Did you do anything else? Like, did you try to look up girl skirts around that age? Did play doctor?
We did all that shit. First of all, and my nephew's like me, and I didn't want to talk about this, but only likes pretty women. Like, we weren't interested in shit. We're not interested in toys or anything like that. You see a good-looking girl, already we're like, hug me, pick me up.
Oh, really? As a kid?
Yeah.
So an adult girl?
He's two and a half years old. You go to an ugly chick, he's going to be like, whatever, and act all like this. But, like, as soon as you get, like, any hot girl...
I've seen that in kids. Honestly, I've really seen that where they girls do that. Remember Charlie's Kid? Used to only go to boys.
You met Charlie's Kid?
Yeah. Both of them, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
You know what?
He had me try to change her diaper.
Like, Charlie is the most interesting character on the show. That actually gave me a lot of, like, I really wanted to be.
Wait, go ahead, say this. Go ahead.
I really wanted to be on the show because, like, I knew guys like Charlie, too. And I was like, wow, holy shit, this is just too much. It's just too much. I'm like.
Charlie brings his kids over, and his youngest kid was, like, an infant. And he's like, Chemnick, you cut her nails because I can't figure it out. And I'm like, because I'm a girl. He thought because I was a girl, I'd be able to just handle his kids for him, and he would just leave me alone with them.
And so to teach him a lesson, she did it with a smile on because she was generally happy to do it.
Oh, yeah. I did it anyway.
That's a woman. That's
you
a
think
woman.
Her
the girl is scratching
by
her
the way,
face because she's being neglected.
No. I think the older daughter is actually Israeli because she would always go for the eyes. I'd hold her, and she's having fun or whatever. I'm like, oh, this is nice. You know, you're a little thing. And then just starts tries to grab your eyeball. You were not raised right when you're grabbing an eyeball.
Because you know why? Because Charlie would look at her and laugh and think it was cute. That's part of it.
Watch out, he'll grab your eyeballs. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I think I can see it coming. All of a sudden, it's half out the sock. I'm like, holy
this
shit.
This kid's got a hot nanny, man. Fucking Brazilian. She's so hot.
You were just, by the way, real quick, you were just at a party and you saw, at a kids' entertainment thing, and you saw Seinfeld and Sarah Jessica Parker. Are they both sexy in real life?
They are.
No, Deuce? I just make up stories and I try to get the guests to play along. I thought you could do it, Deuce. All right.
They are so good looking. Like, I expected them to, you know, because what's her face? Sarah Jessica Parker is on
Sex
like,
in the City.
No, but she's also on commercials right now. She's about 50 years old. And she's
I don't
on,
think she's that good looking.
She's on skin commercials, you know, and I'm not, like, I understand why you would not find her attractive or find her attractive. She's not, like, so Hollywood pretty, except that now she is Hollywood and you get to have that pretty. But because she's on skin commercials, I'm like, there's no way. She's got to be, like, wrinkly in real life. She looks fantastic. And Seinfeld is about the same age. Unbelievable. Really? Money buys you gorgeous. And they're not, it's not like the people who try to look gorgeous and just look overly done. They're just so good looking. But it's a room full of people who look like movie stars because they're on the level of money that Sarah Jessica Parker and Seinfeld have.
You think it's stress that makes normal people look bad and they don't have it? And so their skin is clear and everything.
It's true.
It's part of it.
By the way, you guys are lucky because in a few years, you guys are not going to have it. You guys are going to still
No blemishes.
By the way, both of you guys have no blemishes.
Because we're getting paid. Remember when you first saw us?
I know.
We were
a
mess.
No, Keith's skin
that's
has
That's why I don't donate
always...
anymore. I'm like, fuck you guys.
No, Keith's skin has always been phenomenal. Phenomenal. I envy his skin.
Me too.
I think that's why.
Should I not say that?
I think that's part of why the Aryan race wants to, you know, continue on. I think sometimes white people, like the whitey whites, have just beautiful, beautiful skin.
What is this? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's the thing that you now have touched a spooky, sacred thing.
Spooky, sacred thing?
No, it's ours. He's sticking it in his ass.
I don't think you got to know the language to know that.
Fuck you, spooky. Where you at now?
You take a beer, you pop open the bottom. You shotgun it. So he opens it up. He opens the top.
With
so now
this?
You got... He pops a hole with that.
So why, though, does it have the...
For protection.
Nah.
Yes.
This
yeah, you have
me
to
of?
Cover it because other it's a keychain.
You know what it reminds me of?
Maybe you
it looks
want
like
to
a
talk
whippet
into
thing.
The mic.
A whippet thing.
A whippet thing?
You know whippets?
Yeah, that's not it.
It's no.
Because this is how
whippets
you break...
Whippets are much bigger than that.
Yeah, but
CO2's.
This is how you break the
whenever
CO2
you
want to
move on, Deuce. Whenever you
want
to move on.
I just
don't
answered
understand.
You.
Like, it doesn't seem right that this is just for shotgun. Then why the hell is the hole here? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You're right. I mean, it's not that interesting, but I am... drunk, and it interests me at the time.
We'll put it on the forums and show you why it's necessary to cover something that you will put in your pocket that has a pokey hole for an aluminum can.
Okay, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought it up.
That's okay, Spooky. Listen.
It's okay. Let's not dwell.
Don't fucking call me Spooky, because I'll kill him.
You know what? It's almost like these guys are the exact opposite.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I'm cool and Spooky is a fucking nerd.
No, in the way that you respond to us, you guys are totally different.
Yeah, exactly. Spooky will respond like
Spooky
this.
Spooky makes me feel comfortable.
Hello. Yes. Let me tell you something about your interesting news article Keith. Basically, in 1852...
I could tell Spooky to go fuck himself and he'll be like... Okay, and you'll be like, "Why would you say that to me?"
I'm a little bit sensitive because I take your opinion.
It's not just me. It's not me you're sensitive to, is it?
No. But if
Spook, if I was any other girl,
if Spooky says to me to go fuck myself, I wouldn't really give a fuck.
Do you cry sometimes at home by yourself?
Always.
Do you?
No.
Do you, Deuce?
I swear to you, I don't.
Okay.
I don't fucking. I mean, dude.
Deuce, I do. Do you?
No.
Okay.
You're a fucking fag too. By the way, Chemda, it's Wednesday. I'm wearing a shirt.
Go fuck
your boyfriend is fucking.
Go
your
fuck
boyfriend's
yourself.
Crying in the corner.
Let me tell
corner.
You a little something, Deuce. If you feel the need that you can speak to me,
look
like
at
that,
her go. Look at her go.
No, I'll tell you why.
You got
why.
A good woman.
Why,
all right, all right. By the way, I'm not interested in you giving me a blowjob.
Oh,
really.
Good.
I was just trying
make
to
make it better,
I just,
Deuce.
I was just trying to fuck with him
because
he said he cried, and so I thought it would be a good time to point out that I'm wearing this shirt.
Let me tell. No, this is.
Let me
honestly, I wanted Keith to blow me today.
It's
I swear to God.
Not that. It's not that. I'll tell you why.
This is why I don't like Israeli women.
You're not being paranoid now, Deuce.
I know, because these girls are going to get mad.
Deuce,
I hate
calm yourself for a second, and I will tell you, but you won't listen, but I'll tell you anyway as a documentation on this fucking show. You, when I say anything to you that has nothing to do with anything, not about your looks, not about your personality, it could possibly even be a comment, you almost start crying, but you feel like you can tell me anything and throw anything my way. And I will tell you right now, for the record, anyone who talks to me like that is getting talked to exactly the same way back. So prepare yourself if you want that to be our relationship.
Now suck my dick.
Word.
I'm about to suck Chemda's dick right now. Listen, I don't care if Chemda has a fucking KTG shirt or not. I'm going to suck the dick. I fuck. She obviously got some fucking balls. No, but for real. Honestly, I'm just fucking around.
And then, no, because you know why? Because
no,
then,
you're right. You're right. You're right.
No,
and we always play this game, but I'm
because
just
then I have to actually go through a fucking apology from you.
Me.
No, just calm down. Then I have to, like, you'll say things, you'll put your balls on the table, then you'll take them away right away, like, no, I didn't mean it. Now I gotta talk you down from what you just yelled at me about. So you curse me out, and then I have to calm you down about it. It's like girls who do that. Like girls who say, what is it that you always come, it's such a girly thing in a way, like, oh, something just happened, like a girl will make you angry, and then she'll be like, oh my God, it's me, I did it, I'm so sorry, and then she'll start crying. All of a sudden, you're the one who's pissed, but you have to tell them, okay. No, it's okay.
Okay, okay, okay. You know I understand you, Cam. I do this.
Here
honestly,
it comes.
I do this to get a reaction like that out of you, because I got to tell you,
no,
when
no,
I'm listening,
you're genuinely upset after.
Hold on a second, please, please listen to me. Right now, when I have you here one on one, I'm gonna tell you like this. It's like when I'm listening at home. I love it when Chemda's like that angry. Mm-hmm. She get look, she's a little bit more into the whole situation than you know things. Like she already made things up. She's running, her mind's racing, and it's brilliant. It makes for fucking excitement when I listen.
Then thank you for bringing the excitement to my show.
Thank you,
thank you. No, much appreciated.
You know, I enjoy it. And it, with Keith's permission, I think he understood that I was joking and everything like that. And I don't want Keith to...
Keith understands that I'll respond before he does.
I think it's weird when people do something like that. Like,
nah.
I think you know. I was just joking. Well, I would assume that you telling my girlfriend, suck my dick... would be a joke, but it's kind of weirder when somebody keeps going on and on. Like, no, I was kidding. I should fucking hope so. No, dude, I wasn't serious. No, dude.
Absolutely right, by the way.
That's okay.
It is weird. Every time, even when I said it again, it was mad weird. I was kind of scared because she was going off. And I get scared when Chemda goes off and she's
it's
a hot...
It's true, but you light the fire every time.
I do love
every
the fire.
Every fucking time. Every
I
time.
Do. You're right. I'm sorry. But hold up. I gave some real deal shit. I talked about the rolling of the dick. I gave...
Prince
you know...
Valiant, by the way, says Deuce will put his balls on the table right after he unravels his dick. And Spooky says, anytime, Deuce. How about me and Deuce arm wrestling at Nice Guy Eddie's? Loser buys dinner.
Done.
And,
all right.
And agrees he's a fag.
Agrees that Spooky's a fag. I already agree.
Whoever
you're
loses,
a fag, you
whoever loses,
faggot.
Has to tell
Spooky.
Has to tell
I agree
the
you're
audience.
A faggot.
No. Hold on, Deuce. I gotta say, both of you are in really good shape.
That's true.
Spooky's a powerhouse, and I could tell that you have no fat on you at all. So between the two
what
of them,
are we doing
it should
Monday?
Be. A
do we know what we're doing Monday?
He's not gonna be here Monday. Are you?
Monday night at 10.
Monday at 10. We're gonna be.
If you guys want to pick me up, I'm coming in Kennedy.
Go fuck yourself.
Get out
fuck
of here.
You guys. Come on, I need a fucking help. You know how much a cab is here?
I'll pay for fucking dinner fucking, myself.
It's fucking 200 shekel, dude.
Let me check the schedule
200
real
shekel.
Quick. Monday
you got
200 night,
shekel?
Monday night, we're 200 shekel is $50. Monday hey, night is beer, we're doing editing. So I'll check Tuesday
okay,
night.
Okay, so we're going to figure this out.
No, you can't have another beer.
There will be
sweetness.
Sweetness, my fucking ass. Go fucking...
She walked out, dude. I cannot believe she walked out.
Never been done before. Nice job, Deuce.
Thank you, dude. Nice job. Can I get a little?
No, she's back.
Nah.
Tuesday night. Tuesday okay. night. Are you down for Tuesday night?
I'm so down.
Spooky right now is gonna write if he's okay for Tuesday night. Then I'm gonna have to remind him on Monday night.
So you will pay for a dinner if you lose.
Not for all YouTube, me and Spooky. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Who pay? Me and Spooky pay. Whatever. I don't really.
No. You will pay if you lose, not me and Spooky.
No,
you will pay for Spooky.
I'll pay for Spooky if I lose, and Spooky pay for me if I lose.
Drinks, if I win. Drinks and dinner all night.
Drinks and dinner all night?
For him. He doesn't drink much.
I'll tell you what.
Dinner, and then
he doesn't drink too much.
No, he doesn't.
Spooky's becoming an alcoholic. Let me tell you something. 8 o'clock, both of you show up, okay? 8 o'clock. 8:15 is the arm wrestling. Between 8:15 and 10 o'clock... You must pay for the drinks and no passing drinks. No going like
okay,
I got it from
me. Okay, but let
me
tell
whatever.
You something. Okay, arm wrestling means shit. I don't think I'm. I have.
Are you
a
taking it back?
Arm?
Are you taking it back?
No, all I right. have the dinner.
Okay,
it's just me and Spook.
And
what's it going to be? More than 40 fucking bucks? No,
no.
It's nice guy Eddie's. It's
no.
It's bullshit.
No. Right.
Let me say this.
Okay, $40. If I'm basically losing. It's basically $20. That's basically what it
all
is.
All right. So there it is.
That's what I could afford. Come on.
All right. And this was also put on the table by Spooky. Not my idea.
Whatever.
You'll then,
dude,
listen.
Kill Spooky.
Then listen. Though. Then listen. I want to make this clear. You'll then tell the table, and somebody will have a phone video. I am a fag, because I just lost to blank. Are you in on that too?
Hell no, dude.
No.
No. All right.
How come?
I don't need that bullshit.
You don't need somebody to say
because
it's derogatory.
He wants his bullshit.
It's derogatory.
Dude, look, if you want to play me in fucking arm wrestling, I know I'm not a fucking big arm. Look, dude, you weigh like you weigh 100 pounds more than me, dude. That's
no,
my arm right there.
No, he doesn't.
No,
yeah, he
doesn't.
Does.
No,
you
he
know
doesn't.
How much I weigh?
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 140 pounds.
104. How tall are you?
I like to say 5'9", but I'm really 5'7".
That's what, you like to say 5'9", but you're really 5'7"?
And I like to say my dick is no, 7.5".
No, hold up. Well, yeah, that's a good point, by the way. Very good callback.
Spooky, give
very
us your measurement. Like your
let
thing.
Me tell you right now. Look, Sylvester Stallone does it. Al Pacino does it. Robert De Niro does it. They're all of my height. Okay?
Do what?
What?
Oh, they lie
say
about their
yeah,
height.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm not. You
they
know what I mean?
They also say, but I'm really this high.
Homo, do you realize that's what girls do? That you're lying two
first
inches.
Of all, first of all,
you're lying
first
about
of all,
2 inches.
First of all, do not address me as homo.
This fagging homo really bothers you. No joke.
What?
You're angry right now, right?
No.
Homo, seriously.
No,
homo
seriously,
in fact bothers you.
No, not really. I swear to God, I don't care. I got a lot of homo friends, so I'm not really homophobic.
That's what it is.
You want to fucking
is
stop with me as like a homophobic person? I'm not a homophobic person at all. I'm doing that for like this shit because like I know the way I was raised, raised like out here and everything like that. You know how it is, you know. You call somebody a homo, you got our originally like stance, but you know what? I think that sounds stupid too, because if you say that shit like I'm not a homo, you wind up sounding more like a homo than ever.
Spooky, how much do you weigh and how tall are you? Can you write that in real quick?
6'2" and like 300 pounds.
He's not 6'2". He's about your height. I think.
Not my height.
He's 5'8".
He's taller
I'm
than
gonna
this
guess.
Fucker.
Are you ready before the feedback comes in? I'm gonna
See,
guess he's 5'.
I call you
shut
a fucker, not a fucking homo.
5'8", 180.
So it does bother you. So just say it
no,
does
it
bother you. Why won't you admit that it bothers you?
It really doesn't.
Are you going to the bathroom? Because if you are, you can't talk outside of the mic like that. Go or
no,
don't go.
I'm not going to the bathroom.
Then sit your ass down. Thank you.
I'm getting the beer that you never got me.
You're not getting shit except water from now on. I'm guessing Spooky is 5'8", and he weighs 180 pounds.
Spooky is not 5'8". Spooky is at least 6 feet. He's taller than
no,
this guy,
not.
Supposedly, from what he says.
Then that's what he looks like to you when you think about
him. Yeah, when I fucking sit there and watch him.
Okay, so Spooky says this, since a fag and homo is not allowed. Deuce can cry if he loses. That's the rule. Do you agree with that one? Do you agree?
Bro, if
do
he's
you
able
agree?
To- Let me tell you something.
Okay.
If he's able to beat me
right.
in
somehow,
arm wrestling,
right. somehow.
He probably will.
Okay.
I don't think my arm is that strong.
Okay.
I know I could kick his ass.
Right.
I know it could fucking
but let's
floor
just,
him.
We'll somehow set that up another day.
There's an earthquake. You somewhere
put
it happens.
You want to put us in a ring, mm-hmm. I'll fucking make spooky fucking...
Yeah,
I'll make spooky actually a
paraplegic. We are...
I'll make quad fucking... I'll make quad feel sorry for fucking spooky. Because I will make spooky such a fucking handicapped person that DJ Quad will be like... Holy shit, I feel sorry for you, dude. Even I can fucking do
Spooky
that.
Spooky is 5'10 and weighs between 185 to 190 pounds.
So he's got about 50 pounds on me. 55 pounds.
Do you promise, so that nobody feels uncomfortable at the table, if somehow you lose...
I definitely
will
lose.
You will not cry.
I won't cry.
All right.
I'm going to probably lose.
Explain man crying, because crying, what you're saying
No,
sounds
I know
good.
What you're saying. All I'm right. not going to complain. It's not going to be... Dude, I already expect to lose an arm wrestle. I don't think that I could beat a guy who's 50 pounds heavier than me. Even if they're not in shape, they have the mass. And when you fucking arm wrestle, it's a lot into your shoulder, and it's about who
okay,
could fucking
so what
position
in
themselves.
Fighting, like, are you... Did you take some sort of... Fighting,
I don't take fighting.
Something?
I don't take whatever. I know that if I had to like just
what do you
me
mean you don't take
ring,
fighting? What do you
ultimate
mean?
like if we had to do like a UFC type fight, me and Spooky.
Well, you won't have to.
Well, I would like to, but if I
I'll put together a boxing thing. No joke.
I'll do it.
Okay,
but if I did, I would kill Spooky. I would kill Spooky.
That's it, Deuce. Next time you come to town, we're setting it up. You have to. How far in advance do you know before you
with
come?
The educated alcoholics? Thank you.
Right.
I am trying to get my show up, and once I get my show up, I hope that we could all have a huge nice family of network. But
fantastic.
I'm gonna...
When is the next time you're coming to New York? How far in advance do you know? Okay, but. As soon as you think
maybe
you
August,
know.
Maybe August. Maybe mid-August
all
or
right.
maybe
we'll try to
September.
Hook it up. We'll try to
as
hook
soon
it
as you know,
up.
Let us
okay,
know.
Okay, let us know and
we'll
try
figure
to
it out. Fooey says, if you say that you're a homo, you can have another beer. Are you into that?
No.
Okay.
Dude, Fooey.
Mm-hmm. He's from Tulsa.
Tulsa.
All right.
I'm going to get another beer. It's no problem. All right.
Babe, what do you think of this?
I don't care.
He's going to drive after this.
It doesn't bother me.
He doesn't bother him.
I don't know what he does every day
first
in his
of
life.
All, also, second of all... Don't we? She's gonna go to drive to the thing. I thought you were gonna give me a few things that we could talk about.
No,
for a little.
There's still time to hang out. Yeah. There's still time to hang out.
I'll hang out. Worst comes to worst, dude, I'll pass out on your fucking couch.
He's leaving also.
Yeah, I'm leaving too. So you have to.
Okay,
too.
So fine.
Okay, look, you're getting one more beer, and then that's it.
Jesus Christ, you guys are fucking Nazis.
That's her.
Let me tell you something.
That's her role.
People,
I have no problem. I have no problem.
She's like,
I'd sneak your shots. Let me tell you, buddy. I have no problem.
You understand that she's fucking... She's... This mm-hmm. is the kind
say
of...
It. Say Nazi. Say it.
Say
you're
it.
A Nazi.
I'm a Nazi. Okay, I'm
you
a
never
Nazi.
Went through. You never went through the Nazi persecution that my people went through. Because you were living... You were living all good in Iran, you know, living it up. Persians, blah, 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 King Cyrus. And by the way, look that shit up on the internet. You guys had it good.
The Persians had it good.
Oh,
the
Persians have it
and
much
Iraqi
better
people
than the fucking Ashkenazi.
And what about the Israelis? Did they have it good too?
Man, I'm an Israeli. What are you going to talk about?
Yeah,
you are
you're
an
Israeli. Where were you?
Where was I?
Yeah.
In fucking Lebanon. Where the fuck were you? Okay, don't tell me that. I got a fucking...
You know what? Fine. Kill yourself. What kind of beer do you want? Sam Adams.
I love Sam Adams.
Now she's looking what has the most alcohol per volume.
There you go.
I love Sam Adams. I honestly, by the way, Keith.
Yeah.
Tell you something.
Yeah, buddy.
You got a fucking gem on your hands.
Not bad, right?
She's
a fight like fire.
Feisty fire.
Yeah.
This is what I look for in Israel. This is why I went to Israel.
I know. What happened to that chick you were with that cut you and you stayed with her?
I did not stay with her. After she cut me.
She cut you, this girl that you saw. Wait, so you went.
Liat.
Let me just catch people up. Liat. Went to the emergency room. She came to pick you up.
She cut you during sex?
No, she cut you because she saw pictures of you with other chicks.
Yeah.
That you showed her, not thinking what would be the big deal.
I didn't really think it was going to be.
So then you go the
we went out for a month. We went out for a month.
Okay.
Okay. That after that month, I had already made a plan like 3 months in advance to go on Club Med
right.
with a bunch of friends. I showed her all the girls that I didn't really like hook up with, but I did hook up with. You know, like I hooked up with, but like I didn't like I made sure like I feel like vaginal sex is sex. Okay, oral sex, anal sex.
Yell at him, babe. Yell at him.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Titty fucking. That's all good. I did that to a few broads, and I showed her the broads I did it to.
Let me say this for chicks.
Did you tell her this is the girl that I titty fucked?
No.
This is the girl.
No, I didn't want to do that. I said it to her like this. I'm like, yo, you know, but like it was obviously I didn't have pictures of me titty fucking the girl, but like I took pictures of me and her like this and
like comfortable,
and them giving me kisses and blah blah blah.
What was the point of showing her, to get her jealous or just for kicks?
No, because it was a different thing. She was just like, yo, you were gone for a week. What's going on? Oh, you have pictures? Oh, I have pictures. Most of my pictures were just me and like the two guys I went with, you know, and just like chilling.
So it was innocent.
And you know, yeah. All
right.
And then it's like a girl like here and a girl there. She's like, who's that girl? Who's that girl? I wasn't like, yo, she sucked my dick and blah blah blah. But at one point, like I saw she was mad jealous, and I made a joke and I said, yo. Yeah, that's a girl that that's a girl that we, you know, she kind of made out with me or whatever, but like, you know.
That's
and so
joke.
She was like, whatever. Just
I wouldn't open a show with it,
just
but
to,
I like
no,
it.
No, I've gone out with this girl for a month, and she, right. You have to understand, she's that jealous right now, so I'm kind of like just testing the waters.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's what I did, you know?
Right.
Okay.
And then
right
she's
away?
she's like, oh, okay, fine. And then she went away, and I'm, like, watching TV, watching The Simpsons.
Went away what? But still in the house?
Yeah. She went to the bathroom in my room, and I'm out in the dining room or whatever, living room, watching The Simpsons. She comes out again, and she's like, oh, okay, what's going on? I'm like, nothing, you know, whatever, we're watching TV. She's like, you know, like, come sit down here. And then all of a sudden, she's like, bam! And, like, you know?
Wow. Put a knife right in your knee.
Right in my fucking leg, dude. And I'm like, what?
Not in the knee, in the thigh.
Yeah, in the thigh, right okay. here.
Like, just stabs you like
right
that,
here.
Though. That's
yeah.
psycho.
It wasn't a knife. It was like an ice pick kind of thing. It was like a screwdriver.
That's worse. It goes straight in.
Yeah, it was
in.
A small, like, screwdriver that you use for, like, eyeglasses. You know,
okay.
the really thin ones.
Okay, so,
and
so
it
it's
went
not...
And it went in about, like, 2-3 inches.
But I like to say 4 or 5.
Exactly. Wait, hold up. If you're going to convert it to centimeters, it's like 28.
So you go to the emergency
dude,
room.
He's a fucking real comedian.
I'm a professional.
He's all right. Yeah.
I keep him around for so.
I'm a pistol and he's a comedian. I think we made a good couple, don't you think?
I love you guys.
Do you
I
see holes in our relationship?
Honestly, not at all. Not at all. I really fucking. I'm going to tell you the truth, and it's because I'm drunk and because I'm in a very...
giving mood.
Giving and...
Yeah,
and,
you're a nice person.
I really love you guys. I thought the... From when I started listening, I felt like you guys have a great connection between each other, and, like, you both very... Your personalities complement each other very well.
Thank you. So she stabs you in the thigh.
Yes.
And... And then,
that's a lot more interesting.
And she drives you to the emergency room or what? Or you're like, fuck this, I'm leaving. Did you leave her alone in the house?
No.
Spooky.
I actually drove to the emergency room.
Hold on 1 second.
She just came with me.
Spooky wants to know if she cut you because you get bored with sex after 15 minutes. Is that the reason or no?
No, dude. Okay. Keep listening and try to learn. Try to use everything against me because you're a very funny guy, Spooky. You have a lot of talent.
Will you do that while you're arm wrestling him if you're taking him down? Where you go, you're very funny, Spooky. You're very
I'm
going to
be like,
will
Spooky.
Do that?
I want to meet him now, dude. I want to meet him now.
Okay, so
don't
you
fucking
drove...
get me hyped.
Don't worry about it. You drove to the emergency room. Isn't that your driving leg that she stabbed?
She did.
The foot on the pedal?
Yeah.
It's splurred out.
Is she coming with you
to
the hospital?
I put like a bandage on it.
Right.
Okay, is she coming with you to the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, is she going like, oh my God, I'm so sorry now, you have to calm her down?
No.
Okay, what is she saying? You deserve it, go
no,
fuck
no, no,
yourself?
No. No, she was just
tell
silent.
Me out here.
She
silent.
Was just,
okay.
Swear to God, silent. She
all
was
right.
just, she stabbed it and she was just like. Was
in
like,
shock.
Yeah, I was in shock. She was in shock. There was like a good like.
How
a
many
couple
stitches?
Minutes, maybe like 5 minutes of like, what the fuck and blah, blah, blah. And then.
How many stitches?
Like. Honestly, too, because it was a very small...
right.
It was just that
it's
it was deep.
Deep.
It was
okay.
deep.
All right. Then you're out of the hospital. She waited for you. No?
No.
She didn't wait for you?
No.
Well, did
no.
she get in touch with you since?
But this was... No. She's still in, I think, psychiatry.
Oh, so she went to a hospital.
We locked her up. She tried to kill herself. I walked in on her, like, fucking...
Shortly after?
Like, about a month after, I think I told you guys this.
How did you walk in on her if you weren't
like
in touch?
Like, me and her were in her... No. We were still in touch. After... She came back to me after I got let out, and we had crazy sex.
Okay.
Crazy,
once or like
a couple of times.
Constant.
A couple of times.
So you but not continu-
and I knew her friends. I knew her friends.
You were continuing to see each other.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I
so you had psycho sex.
I had psycho sex. I wasn't seeing her, but like she was a girl I was seeing.
All right.
And like I still felt like she was okay and I Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
laugh at
you're
me
a
now.
Sensitive
you can
person.
Laugh now. You
Go
can
ahead.
Laugh now, but seriously,
I will.
When you have a girl like that, you don't
just throw her away for one screwdriver in the knee. There's other things. She never called me a fag.
You guys are fucking making me look like a like. Oh. Honestly, you're making me look stupid here.
No,
like,
we're making you look like a nice person.
You're making me
Keith
look
would
crazy.
Just leave.
This girl had a fucking.
I'm
problem.
Making you look crazy. She
you
stabbed your
crazy.
Knee, but you don't just get rid of a girl like that. There's good things about her, and I'm being a weirdo.
No, he's saying you don't get rid of a girl like that because she'll kill herself.
No.
Oh, really? Oh my God! You
I
crazy.
Actually kind of did like her when we had like the makeup sex and things like that. It was really hot.
You
it was really
do,
passionate.
You get distracted by sex.
No.
Yes, you do.
Probably.
Thank you.
I wanted to be so much stronger than I am on the show. I want to be so much stronger. Guys.
You want
to
arm wrestle Deuce real
the
quick?
The DNA thread. Yo, keep that shit alive.
DNA,
I like that.
Oh, Deuce is new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, I fucking am addicted to the forums like crazy. You guys fucking made me addicted. It's ridiculous.
How often are you on?
I'm on like
every day.
Yeah, how I told you, I come into work at 10:30. I leave about 6:30, so I'm on that long.
Okay, that's a bunch of people are on like that long.
So I love it, man. Great people too, like really awesome. Cool people. Like
definitely.
That's why I wish I was at your show at April 15th, and I would have been had it not been for this wedding. Like when you invited me for that, I was like, yo, I'm there. And then like I got that call.
Come back for Canada. Oh, let me quickly say about Canada.
July 12th or July 13th?
Let him to do
July 13th,
you can't
14th,
confuse
and 15th in Ontario, Canada,
no!
in Toronto.
No,
fuck.
Shut your face. Shut
Toronto.
Your face. Shut up. Shut up.
For real?
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut.
Done.
This confuses people. Kendall will say it.
July 13th is Keith's screening in Toronto, Canada. July 14th, dodgeball competition. July 15th is the Keith and the Girl live show. So July 13th, 14th, and 15th will be in Toronto. All these events will happen in the evening around 7, 8 o'clock. If you're not in the Toronto area, meet us there anyway. If you are in the New York area and want to travel up and down with us to Toronto, July 13th, early in the morning, the bus will be leaving. And July 16th, it'll be coming back in New York. It'll probably be leaving from Manhattan. We'll give you more details as they come in.
What a fucking great trip. I would love to be on that fucking bus right now.
We're excited.
I'm telling you right now, I get so retarded. And I'll tell you about fucking
you know who's coming?
Dodgeball. I would fucking kill in dodgeball. But yo, you put Spooky to the other side, though, because he ain't American.
Keith called friendly fire. Spooky's the most American guy you can possibly find. Spooky, you're going to argue with? Come on. Find a different argument about
you're
Spooky.
Right, you're right,
find
you're
a different
right.
one.
He's a fucking whatever. But I'm American as hell, too.
Right?
I'm just, right? I was born Jewish.
You were born here, and you fucking blew it. Where can I go? A place of all sand. Oh, the nicest waters. I keep getting that from you, fuck. Oh, Keith, we have the nicest. Somebody goes. Somebody was like hitting on Hemda. I get the mail though, and said I didn't.
Sweet.
I don't know if I showed it to
me.
You. Right. And says, you know,
what's his name? What's his name?
I don't know. You know, Winston or something like that.
Yeah, Winston.
And says, you know what? Keith doesn't understand Israel and how beautiful it is. I heard what he was saying. If you ever dump him, you know, blah 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 blah. And so I rate him back. I'm like, nice try. I intercept these. You'll never know. But what color's your parents' house that you're visiting? It's brown. I thought so. I thought it was brown, like I fucking said. Well, anyways, the beautiful water. Nowhere in this world is there beautiful water that is not war-torn. Nowhere.
I gotta tell you something. Can I tell you something? When you said that shit about, like, I was so pissed. Because, like, you had just gotten back. And I was like, how? Like,
Chemda
is he really? Yeah, Chemda just got back. And like,
from Israel.
And you were just like, the whole time going on your rants and like, Israel is sandstorm and Israel is. And I see all these guys in the forums going nuts on it. And I'm like, dude, it's not true. And then I was like, yo, I'm going to go look up some Google and I'm going to show real shit. Nothing. Everything was fucking brown. And I was like, you fucking asshole, dude. It's funny. I'm like, yo. I'm like, it's real deal. This is good shit. But you like... I swear to God, I was like, what the fuck? Why is he gotta be right? Yes, it's a little bit brown, but it's nice brown. It's a beautiful brown. It's a earth brown.
It's more an auburn.
Yes.
You can't argue with him. But he did say one day he will be coming.
He's going to come. I can't wait when you bring him. We're gonna show him all that good shit.
Oh, Deuce is definitely gonna be a good tour guide for that. But
said the right thing, by the way, one time. You said, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
But you said about the party bus and stuff. Like, I really feel like that, honestly.
What?
I do not stop. You're like, Deuce is like the party bus. He knows every this and this.
In
I
Israel,
swear to God,
yeah.
In TA, man, in Tel Aviv,
I've never heard it called TA.
TA.
TA, that's because you're listening to me. Oh. Also, the TACT, you know, subliminal and a cell, the shadow and subliminal and the shadow. They're the big rap groups. You never heard in Tel Aviv.
Black music?
Yeah, it is. But
none
you
of
know,
that was a complete sentence.
No, you know who's in that? Refugees guy. What's the refugees
I don't
guy's
know
name?
What's I don't
the
Wyclef?
Yeah, Wyclef. So he does a song with these guys, and it's called In Tel Aviv. It's good
because that's where you're at.
That's where I'm at.
All right, all right.
And we rock all the time. I got to tell you something. It's like I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
When you come out, you're going to party a lot harder than she did with her brothers.
Keith, you should come over here. We got beers.
Yeah, we got beer.
Water.
And we got water.
And clear water.
And a lot of brown shit.
Actually,
love it, man.
I think,
and old shit.
I think when we go, what's going to happen is I'm not going to tell my parents that I'm going. And I'll go. Maybe I'll tell my mother right before Keith leaves so we can have lunch. And then he'll leave and I'll hang out with my parents for the weekend or something and then come back.
Yeah, he could stay with me. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm buying a house. I'm gonna probably rent it, but rent another house in the same time. So you could have your own place.
We'll talk about that.
Anyway,
but thank you.
Oh no, I'm just talking. Fine. I'm
you excited about the wedding, Deuce? Before we get out of here,
fuck, we're getting out of here already. We didn't talk about shit.
You're right.
Can we talk for another hour?
No.
What about all that shit that we had?
We're gonna save it for another day. Sorry,
that's shit that I fucking brought.
No,
it's not.
Some of it.
I know.
Some of it is.
No, none of it
not.
Is.
Oh, the I am thing. We can talk about that, but that's all you brought.
No, we're not getting to it.
No, okay.
You didn't fucking suck, dude. What about the?
You're gonna bring up shit that we
shit that
we
next, Deuce?
No,
Deuce. Be a team player,
I don't even
Deuce.
Know what you next.
Tell us about
when
the wedding.
When the show's good, you do good.
I love this. I love this wedding. I hope the show is good. I want to just
the show is phenomenal.
Tell me about the wedding.
The wedding is going to be nuts. He's marrying a non-Jew, but she converted.
Okay. Is everybody happy with that? Oh, because she
converted? No. I mean, well, my dad was like I got to make a speech. So my dad was like talking to me about what I should talk about, like how I said, like in our family, you know, we always heard, you know, a shiksa means a non-Jewish woman.
Right.
Okay. So we always learned shiksas are for practice.
You
know what I'm saying?
Is that true?
Yeah. But I said, what I'm going to say is that,
I can
like our grandfather
that, yeah.
said, is that shiksas always are for practice. However, my cousin Dan practiced. Okay, I said his name.
What? So what?
My cousin Dan practiced so hard.
No, I know
so
what he's
hard.
About to say.
My cousin Dan practiced so hard, now he's perfect. Sarah, I love you.
That's horrendous.
No, I was going to also talk about this. I said, listen.
Don't you dare say that on some
I was
girl's
say
wedding.
This is what I was going to say on their wedding. I was going to say.
Deuce, you better
be. Well,
I
misunderstood.
Seen,
yes, I like it, Deuce. I like it. It's
say,
funny.
I was going to say, I haven't seen such a division between Jews and Gentiles since the Warsaw Ghetto. What's going on? Because, you know, all the tables are going to be separated.
I like it.
Jews and Gentiles.
I like it.
I haven't seen such a division since
That's
the
funny.
Warsaw Ghetto.
I don't get
it because your
right,
people
she doesn't
didn't
get
go
it.
Through the Holocaust.
She doesn't
right,
get it.
Right.
Your people did not go through the Holocaust, okay?
Right.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
You lived it. You had the good life in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Meanwhile,
we
your
understand.
People... No.
We had
your
our own
people,
Holocaust.
Keith, your fucking grandfather was killing my grandfather.
I know, but it's still not nice.
But was it nice?
You
but,
and me,
but
buddy.
We believed it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It.
That's how we did.
You're right. Do that. I didn't understand that you were doing that at the wedding. Do both of those. I'm serious. I like them. Don't fucking matter her eyes.
You don't think that's good?
I think it is good. I'm serious.
He's right. Can we get a clip of it after?
Yeah, send it to us, too. That's hilarious. It's good. It's good. Come on.
This
I like
what,
it.
When people
canine.
I like it. She's been practicing. Like your new husband has been practicing with other people, obviously, and now he's perfect. And that's a compliment. It's like perfect for you
to
fuck.
No. He's been practicing with her, but she She converted herself.
I like it even more.
Jewishness.
I like it even more.
K-9, whose real name is Moshe from Israel,
of
and
course,
we met
I
him
remember
that
K-9.
Night.
Yeah,
right. He says it's all about Shik's appeal.
Shik's appeal? Yo, Moshe. Chag Sameach.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We don't do fucking codes over here. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for coming, dude. Seriously. That was a lot of fun. I hope
That's
going to
be it tonight?
I hope you had fun. Don't cry.
I'm going to cry, dude.
That was very good. People are going to like
very
it.
Very short.
People heard good things.
It's very short. We had a lot of things that we were going to talk about, like articles in the paper.
Deuce, he said don't cry. We discussed what crying is.
Anything you want to say, though, real quick to everybody listening, Deuce?
Tuesday, I'll say it for him.
I would like
Tuesday,
it.
June 5th, I will be wrestling Spooky. 8 o'clock, people. Nice guy, Eddie's. 8 o'clock,
no,
8:15
not June 5th.
Is
How June 5th?
You said
29th,
Tuesday.
The 29th. Tuesday is 29th of May. Tuesday is still the 29th of May.
That's right. Today.
No, today, I'm sorry. Today is the 20th.
Today is Wednesday. Did you say
22nd,
June?
23rd.
I apologize.
Okay.
I'm wrong. Today is Wednesday even. I'm completely losing
Can
track.
I say one thing?
No, well, hold on. May the 29th. May the 29th. That's a Tuesday, 8 o'clock, Nice Guy Eddie's.
I'm there, and Spooky's there. But let me tell you something to Midwest listeners, anybody from Chicago. I'm coming out to Chicago for this wedding tomorrow night.
And everybody's invited to the wedding. Of you, dude.
Very nice. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, I'm going to Pressure Cafe. It's in Chicago somewhere. It's I sent some shit on it's on the forums.
You put it on the forums?
Yeah, it's on the forums on Chicago KATG fans, and anybody who's my friend in MySpace has it. If you guys are in Chicago area, you want to come out and say what's up to Deuce.
You're going
to
be doing your comedy?
I'm doing my comedy.
That's awesome. Wait, so are you saying May 24th?
Yeah, tomorrow.
May 24th, tomorrow.
9 o'clock.
Deuce, 9 o'clock.
Pressure Cafe, Chicago.
Very
that's
cool.
What I'm doing
All right, let us know. Yeah, that's very cool.
And then I'm coming out here Tuesday to fucking whoop Spooky's ass. And you might hear me throughout the week next week if these guys let me.
We'll see.
Real quick, try not to get the dates confused. Tomorrow will be, if you're still in New York and not seeing Deuce in Chicago, 10 p.m. at the Bowery Poetry Club. For $10, you'll see him to do the gypsy play. Harry Mann from Seattle. All the information is on the forums. I know we're giving you guys a lot. Harry Mann from Seattle is saying, I just got here. It sounds like you guys need to unplug the Jaeger machine.
Yo, first of all, I would suggest that anybody...
give me a little bit of volume on this. Keith and the girl.com.